You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Strowman. LeBron James. He has certainly been in the news, not only for his basketball prowess, but also for what he does in terms of social justice. Yes, I am a big fan, supporter of LeBron James, and I want to tell you why. Number one, he's a winner. Now, I might bore some of you out there who don't want to hear stats, don't really care about basketball, and certainly a multimillionaire who is on the front page of most sports pages and oftentimes on the front pages of our regular news and broadcasts. But I think he is a once-in-a-lifetime type athlete in the sense that I believe he's a better man than he is a basketball player. And I think there are many who would agree with me. So let's talk about LeBron first being a winner on the court. For his postseason career, he's appeared in 200-plus playoff contests, all starts. He's a three-time NBA Finals MVP and champion, 2012, 2013, 2016. He ranks among the NBA postseason all-time leaders in triple-doubles, free throws made, assists, scoring average, points, field goals made, steals, three-pointers made, and rebounds. One man playing multiple positions. He's the only player to rank in the top 10 in points, rebounds, and assists in NBA playoff history. He's Cleveland's postseason leader in points, scoring average, field goals made, three-point field goals made, free throws made, assists, steals, blocks, and minutes. He scored in double figures in 200-plus postseason games, including an NBA playoff record of 190 contests with at least 20 points, 90 of 30 or more points, and 21 of 40 or more points. He's one of the only players with more than 30-point playoff games. The only players with more than 30-point playoff games are Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. He's amassed more than 90 double-doubles, 19 triple-doubles, holds about 70 career playoff games of at least 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists, the most in NBA history. Michael Jordan is second. He's been his team's outright leader in points, rebounds, and assists in 46 postseason games, the most all-time, and 31 more than the player with the next most, Larry Bird. He's played in 8 straight NBA finals, the only player to do so since the 1960s. Yes, we're talking about black and white TV without a remote control. The other players back then on the Celtics, Bill Russell, Sam Jones, Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, Tom Heinsohn, Frank Ramsey, and the Bob Cousy. He's the second player to play in at least 3 NBA finals with 2 different teams, joining Dennis Rodman when he was with the Pistons and the Bulls. And he passed Magic Johnson for the most all-time triple-doubles in the NBA finals, LeBron James. He has 4 triple-doubles with 30-plus points in NBA Finals competition, matching the total for all other players in the shot clock era: Jerry West, Tar Heel great James Worthy, and Charles Barkley had 1 each. He's had 8 career games with at least 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists in the finals, the most all-time, and has the most 20-point triple-doubles in NBA postseason history. LeBron James is the first player in NBA history to lead all players in all 5 categories: power forward, playing multiple positions, LeBron James. No other player in NBA history has also ever produced more points, rebounds, and assists in 1 NBA Finals series. He was the 5th player to win 3 Finals MVPs, the others being Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Tim Duncan, and Magic Johnson. And he's joined Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the only players in NBA history to win finals MVP with multiple teams and the fourth player to win three finals MVPs and four regular season MVPs. Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were the others. And arguably over the past few years, Steph Curry, no doubt, is an outstanding basketball player hailing from North Carolina, where he played at Davidson University. Some would argue that Steph's MVP could have been LeBron James. But when you're that great, sometimes you get overlooked, as in, we know what LeBron James is going to do. And not taking anything away from Steph and what he's done with the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James, when he was with Miami, he led them in points, field goals made and attempted, free throws made and attempted, defensive and total rebounds, assists and minutes, versus that particular series against Oklahoma City. And he tied the team for lead in offensive rebounds. LeBron led the Cavs and the entire NBA in minutes played, points, scoring average, field goals made and attempted, field goal percentage, free throws made and attempted, defensive and total rebounds, assists, and steals. And talking about recognition amongst your peers, he's the all-time leader in the All-Star game in terms of points scored, first in three-pointers made, tied for first in field goals made, in scoring average third, sixth in assists, and tied for 10th in steals. He became the first player in NBA history to win the Player of the Month award in five consecutive months in the same season, when he accomplished the feat the first 5 months in the 2012-13 season. LeBron James became the youngest professional player ever to be a member of the United States senior national team. LeBron James undoubtedly is in the conversation of the greatest of all time. He's got the numbers to back it up, and he's got the rings. Now, when you put this in context and you start comparing to other greats, well, then we have to stop with Bill Russell, because he won the most rings, 11, with the Boston Celtics. So if the GOAT is the most championships, then it's Bill Russell. If you talk about context, taking a team, making others better, doing whatever it took, then we have to talk about the great Michael Jordan. If we put it into context and we talk about who's done the most, who's been given the least, I say it's LeBron James. And I'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. I'm talking about LeBron James, the NBA basketball great, the one who I believe is one of the greatest of all times. He's got the numbers to prove it. So LeBron James is considered one of the greatest of all time, not because he's won as many rings as Bill Russell, or certainly had more success in terms of wins and losses and scoring than our very own Michael Jordan, but because of the context and what LeBron James has done with his career. LeBron James has won championships. He's won three. But I believe he's done that with fewer resources, so to speak. Now, there's no doubt anybody who makes it to professional basketball at that level is an incredible basketball player. We can only dream to have those type of skills. But when you put it all together and you put it on the court, I believe that you need at least two to three all-stars, go-to players, who can bail you out, who can make the difference, who can set the right pick at the right time, who can get that key rebound, who can get that 50-50 ball. There are other greats in this conversation who had more talent with them to help them win those championships. LeBron James, his sidekick, if I can use that phrase, because certainly he was a great player and a Hall of Fame player, soon to be Dwayne Wade, was the one player for LeBron James. Other than that, LeBron has made other players great. He's helped them reach their potential, and he's helped drive them to championships. So LeBron James did not have the talent around him like other greats who've gone on to win more rings. I think about Michael Jordan and the people that he had playing with him. Scottie Pippen, listed as one of the NBA 50 greatest players of all time. And having Dennis Rodman, who did all types of things behind the scenes to make those Bulls teams great. I think about Kobe Bryant, always playing with a great center, Paul Gasol and Shaquille O'Neal. So certainly there are players out there who are considered the greatest of all time, but think about the talent that they played with. Secondly, why I believe LeBron James should be considered as one of the greatest ever is because he went directly from high school to the NBA, where there were other players, in particular Michael Jordan, who had the amazing mind of Dean Smith to teach, to guide, to advise, to prepare him. And so Michael Jordan, although he had to evolve his game to be the great man that he is, to be the great basketball player, he had wonderful coaching, people that poured into his life as basketball mentors. LeBron James did not have Hall of Fame coaches in his NBA career. And certainly coming out of high school, he had to do a lot on his own, as in identifying people who could help him be a better basketball player, teach him how to take care of his body, teach him to navigate the NBA journey. Because there's so much more than just showing up on game night or for practice. You have to learn that schedule, the long road trips, knowing how to eat, when to eat, what type of strength and conditioning program. LeBron did this with his own accountability, with his own responsibility, understanding that if he wanted to be one of the best players in the world, then he had to figure this out. And so he made the right phone calls, and he put things into action, and he used his discipline to bring others in to assist him in his greatness. Context matters in this conversation, and I think LeBron James has done that very well. So why talk about LeBron James? I appreciate him not only for his greatness on the basketball court, but more so for what he's done off the court. Magic Johnson is a great role model, a great example of how to be a social activist using your platform. LeBron James is considered among one of the greatest social justice athletes in the world today. Well, his full name is LeBron Raymond James, and he married his high school sweetheart, Savannah Brinson, in 2013. He has two sons, LeBron James Jr., which a lot of people have been following already because of his basketball skills, and Bryce James, and a daughter, Zuri. He launched the LeBron James Family Foundation in 2004, and LeBron is really, really strong on helping young people, the lives of children and young adults through education and co-curricular educational initiatives. He's well-rounded. He will talk to you about his business activities, and he basically states that basketball is just one part of his life, and it pales in comparison to the work that he wants to do and will continue to do after his basketball career. I lift LeBron James up, and I celebrate LeBron James for that, for making it very clear and very plain that his life is not about basketball. He's the executive producer of a Starz sitcom called Survivor's Remorse and CNBC's Cleveland Hustles, where he talks to people about being entrepreneurship and developing Cleveland It's a wonderful show that empowers people and gives them an opportunity to share their story. He has a digital video company called Uninterrupted, and it's hosted on Bleacher Report, and it's used by several other athletes. In terms of his leadership, he was elected vice president of the NBA Players Association in 2015. And then lots of people know about his work with the Akron Public Schools. The LeBron James Family Foundation launched its pillar program, Wheels for Education, and the goal is to improve graduation rates in Akron. Now, many consider this to be groundbreaking because it targets third graders and provides them with the programs, support, and mentors they need for success in school. He announced a partnership with the University of Akron in 2015, where his goal is to put as many as almost 2,500 Akron children through college as a part of his I Promise program. And if you look closely when you watch LeBron James play, he oftentimes wears his wristband saying, I Promise. It's one of the numerous programs that he's put together in Northeast Ohio. What a promise to make to young people that if you do the work, you can go to college. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. LeBron James, arguably the greatest of all time, NBA star, social justice activist. So LeBron James indeed has broken many of the records in the NBA, but I'm lifting up LeBron because of what he's done off the court and why he's changing lives each and every day with his actions and his voice. LeBron James has done a lot for his community. He's also delivered on his promise to his high school alma mater, St. Vincent, St. Mary. He rebuilt the gymnasium and outfitted all of the student athletes there with brand new Nike uniforms. He and his foundation also work regularly with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. He's renovated a club in every all-star host city each year, an initiative that began actually in 2008 in New Orleans. He has endorsement partnerships where he asks his corporate partners, Nike, Beats by Dre, Coca-Cola, Dunkin' Brands, McDonald's, Samsung, State Farm, Upper Deck. He's asked them to get involved in the community. He wouldn't have it any other way. He's also produced a film, More Than a Game, and it was actually a runner-up to the eventual Academy Award winner, Slumdog Millionaire. He's co-authored a book, Shooting Stars, and he's done just so much to help others be better. Many might remember the 15th annual ESPY Awards in July of 2007, where LeBron James stated, "Tonight we're honoring Muhammad Ali, the GOAT. But to do his legacy any justice, let's use this moment as a call to action to all professional athletes to educate ourselves, explore these issues, speak up, use our influence, and renounce all violence. And most importantly, go back to our communities, invest our time, our resources, help rebuild them, help strengthen them, help change them. We all have to do better." Thank you, LeBron James, for doing just that. Last December, he used that stage when he walked on the court in D.C. in footwear with a message, a white Nike on his left foot and a black shoe on his right, equality, in gold capital letters. LeBron stated that as Americans, no matter the skin color, no matter the race, no matter who you are, I think we all have to understand that having equal rights and being able to stand for something and speak for something and keeping the conversation going. LeBron states that he's been very outspoken and well-spoken about the situation that's going on. And he stated that we're not going to let one person dictate us as Americans, how beautiful and how powerful we are as a people. Equality is all about understanding our rights, understanding what we stand for, and again, how powerful we are as women and men, black or white, or Hispanic. I salute you, LeBron James. And so did the NAACP, where last February he received the Jackie Robinson Sports Award. He's also used his platform to galvanize other players and to get them to speak up. LeBron states, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. And so he continues to challenge. He continues to bring attention to inequality, to brutality. He wore the I Can't Breathe shirt during a pregame warm-up with his teammates. And he continues to motivate and inspire us. Thank you, LeBron James, for being who you are on and off the court. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman.